You're listening to Popular Technology Radio with Mike Kahn. For more great content, visit ernlive.com. That's ernlive.com.
Welcome back to Popular Technology Radio. I am your host, Mike Kahn. Our show brought to you by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand made to make. And we are now being joined by somebody who I'm so excited about. He is talking about technology. He is changing the way that we know and love photography. It is technology to the max. His name is Dr. Ren Ng. He is a PhD and founder and executive chairman of Litro. You can follow along with us on the radio and go to your website at Litro, LYTRO.com, Litro. Welcome, Ren. How are you doing today?
Very good. Hi, Mike. It's great to hear your voice again, and thanks for having me on Popular Technology Radio.
It is our pleasure, honestly, our esteemed pleasure, because you have really changed things around for how consumers are thinking about photography, and even professionals now. So first of all, let's start off with explaining, you know, the doctor, the PhD side of the house, you're a PhD out of Stanford. You rewrote the book on what we consider photography, and you did it by writing a paper on something called light field photography. Now, real briefly, because I know this could take hours to understand, can you basically explain the fascinating differences behind light field photography versus conventional photography, single focus versus multiple focus in post?
Sure thing. It is a very deep topic, as you described, but I think the main thing is quite accessible to most of us. This is that light field photography is about collecting a fundamentally richer kind of information inside the camera than we've ever collected in cameras before. And one way to think about this is, you know, at the beginning of photography in the 1830s, we recorded the 2D picture on plate, metal plate. And there were a lot of transitions. At some point in the more recent past, we had film cameras, the same 2D picture, though. And with digital photography, it became a 2D digital image, but still it was always about this 2D image within the camera. Light field photography is about collecting the full set of rays flowing inside the camera, not just a 2D picture. And for very important reasons, it turns out to be a four-dimensional function. Anyway, by collecting this fundamentally richer data, we can use computation on it in order to implement the actual physics of image formation in software. So we can get new capabilities that you've never had before, and we can get a new roadmap for cameras that takes us into a future of much higher performance and lower cost than was ever possible in the past.
Now, Dr. Ng, just to be clear, when we're talking about light field photography, we're capturing many images over time, or we're capturing still a single image over time? What makes the ability for the camera to change its point of focus? Is it just how the camera absorbs light rays versus a conventional photography?
We collect this full light field, as it's called, in a single shot. So in the same, you know, fraction of a second that you would capture the 2D image, we capture this higher dimensional light field data set. And the way that we do that is with a fundamentally new kind of sensor. These changes are, it turns out, microscopic. So you can't actually see them without looking at it under a microscope, but these changes involve a micro-optics layer that gets sandwiched right in front of the sensor surface of what would otherwise be a conventional image sensor. And the purpose of this special layer is to separate the rays of light out as they strike that sensor. So usually, if you imagine the sensor inside the camera, you collect a 2D plane of light. In this case, we separate them out and capture every ray flowing inside the camera, going in every direction at every point in space.
And the beauty here is, for the benefit of the person using a light field camera, using a Litro, it allows them to take a look at the photo, and even if they didn't perceive the way the photo was when they look through the viewfinder or look through the display and set the shot up, once they bring it into the computer and they start playing it around in the Litro software, they can see an entirely different image than they ever thought of before.
Absolutely. This goes to these new capabilities which have been impossible in the past. For example, one of the visual effects that we're best known for is the ability to change the focus in a picture literally after you've taken the shot. So you can touch in a different part of the picture and see the focus transition there as you would have if you had a conventional camera and turn the focus ring. But that's not all. We can also use this really rich data to render three-dimensional images. You could see it on a 3D TV. You could see it on a holographic display as those come in the future, and they're starting to come online in research labs today. You can generate a picture on a mobile phone where you can look at it, and it feels holographic because it's interactive and uses the gyroscopes on the device in order to give you that sense of immersion.
Well, hold that thought for a moment. I want to take a quick commercial break. This is an amazing technology field that we're talking about right now, and I want to give it all its time that it's due. I'm your host of Popular Technology Radio, Mike Kahn, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Popular Technology Radio, sponsored by Shell. No other premium gasoline protects better than Shell V-Power. Stay tuned. There's more Pop Tech Radio to come.